Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of El Paso Primetime. I'm Richard Dayu, President and CEO of the Greater El Paso Chamber of Commerce. And as I want to say seemingly every week, is today I'm blessed to have two very special guests. And today I am blessed to have two very special guests, and they are Mr. Chris Park, who is the Senior Associate Athletic Director at the University of Texas, El Paso, and Mr. Craig Childs, who is the Public Affairs Officer for 1st Armored Division and Fort Bliss. And so welcome, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Why don't we begin by telling them why you're so special today, what we're here to talk about, Chris.
Well, it's football season, and to highlight this exciting football season, we have Army West Point coming to El Paso. And what a special game this will be on September 17th at the Sun Bowl to have Army West Point come to town and play a football game in the Sun Bowl, which is only 15 minutes away from our beloved Fort Bliss, which means so much to this community. So that's probably kind of the initial lead-in to all the wonderful things we have planned. But just think about how special that is to have the Army West Point come down, play a football game in the Sun Bowl in a city where, and Lieutenant Colonel Childs can correct me, the largest post in the United States is located 15 minutes from campus in the heart of a wonderful city. So it's going to be a special, special day.
Yeah, we've been working on this for a number of years, trying to get this matchup locked into place. And by the way, I think this all originally began with a conversation with what was once a two-star general, Sean McFarland. He is now the three-star general, lieutenant general, who commands 3 Corps, which happens to be residing at Fort Hood, Texas, but he's the boss of the boss here, because Fort Bliss falls under his purview. Is that right, Craig?
Yes. Well, we want to say that this historic game, we see it as a great thing for UTEP, for the Army, for Fort Bliss and El Paso. And the reason that General McFarland was so keen to help make this game happen, he's a West Point graduate. He's a former commander of 1st Armored Division in Fort Bliss here, and him, along with his predecessors and as well as the previous commanding general, Major General, now Lieutenant General Twitty, and the current commanding general, Major General White, have all said El Paso is the community that embraces the military like no other military community they have ever seen. The love for soldiers and families and the support that the community gives to the Army and to Fort Bliss, Army soldiers, Army families, is like no other place that they've been. And so that's why they were very keen to have this historic game take place in this city that does so much for the Army and soldiers and families.
Well, thank you for saying that. Actually, in the previous interview, which we aired this past Saturday with the USO, they underscored how important the relationship is between our community, Fort Bliss, and the city. Former Commanding General Dana Petard actually coined the phrase in El Paso, that Fort Bliss is El Paso and El Paso is Fort Bliss, and we still see that almost everywhere across the community. So I think this is a mutual admiration society, to use a very old coined phrase. So let's talk a little bit about the details. By the way, as a side note, you're an assistant. Your title is senior associate in Army. It's an assistant athletic director. And when Sean McFarland reached out to me, I thought, why are you picking on me, Sean? I picked up the phone and called my really good friend, a guy named Joe D'Antona, who's now working the civilian life as a defense contractor, but was the assistant AD at Army. He went right up the chain and started pushing buttons and begging and cajoling so we could get. So I want to give Joe a little plug for this as well.
Well, and Richard, it was a great job to get that conversation started, because to get Army on the schedule is challenging. It's difficult. They have so many non-conference games, and so many people want Army West Point in their community or at their university. And this game was signed in 2014. and to have them coming to town in 2016 doesn't happen. We're actually talking to the Army about a return series in 2028. That's all they have available. So to get that done in such a short amount of time is really remarkable. So thank you.
Well, it was our pleasure. I think maybe Sean may have had something to do with that. I don't know. When I try to pull rank, people just look at me and say, you don't understand, you don't have rank. So you can't pull something you don't possess. Chris, why don't you talk to our audience a little bit about the details of the game and how much work's being put into this effort? Let's start with the details of the game.
Yeah, so Saturday, September 17th at 5 p.m., this will be a televised game at the Sun Bowl. We've been working, I checked the agenda before I left, since May 11th as a committee. And maybe to start with the committee, this is a committee that's working on the game that's not just UTEP, that's not just Fort Bliss, but it's the Chamber of Commerce, it's the County of El Paso, it's the City of El Paso. It's so many different organizations around the community, the USO, the West Point Society. So the goal of the committee was to bring a lot of really smart people around the table and to make this game a really, really special event. And we've had wonderful meetings, wonderful dialogue. And as we get more into talking about the neat elements within the game, these are not UTEP-specific ideas, Fort Bliss-specific ideas. It's this committee that's come up with some really, really neat stuff. So if you want to jump into those things, we can. But, the pregame is going to be so special. And we want people to spend the day on campus and having fun with their family and friends. And the parking lot's open early and have a good time. Fort Bliss is going to provide static displays. And Lieutenant Colonel Childs can help me from Humvees, military vehicles, possibly a Patriot missile. Our goal was to bring Fort Bliss to our fans in the parking lots and not just have a static in one parking lot in the north, but to have them around campus so the community can literally touch Fort Bliss.
I think that's great. Craig, why don't you chime in on that one?
Yeah, well, as Chris said, in the Army, we would call this a multidisciplinary planning team that Chris and UTEP have put together. And it's just indicative that the level of cooperation in all the organizations that came together to commit to do this right, it's just a testament, again, to the community, the relationship between the Army and El Paso and then the UTEP and key other organizations here. So we are looking to set up, and I'm still waiting confirmation, but I'm about 99.9% we'll hear back within the next 2 weeks. There's going to be an Apache helicopter flyover at the beginning of the game. There's going to be the 1st Armored Division Band will support for the National Anthem and a vocalist to sing the National Anthem and to sing God Bless America. The static displays he talked about, which we're very excited about. There's going to be an M1 tank there. There's going to be a Bradley fighting vehicle there. So those are two of our main ground maneuver elements of 1st Armored Division, the key platforms. There's going to be, I'm seeing a Patriot missile launcher as, Fort Bliss, home of the air defense. And a long history there, and other vehicles, as he mentioned. So they will be, as he said, positioned around campus so they can be part of this all-day tailgating experience to have our soldiers interact with the communities and those that attend and have them get a feel for and some of the equipment that the Army uses at this installation and the soldiers that operate and train here.
That's great. Thank you. And you mentioned something, Chris. You mentioned the West Point Society. So a lot of people in El Paso don't know that a West Point Society exists here. I'll turn it over to either one of you if you'd like to talk a little bit about that organization.
Well, the West Point Society, I personally am not a graduate of West Point. I'm a product of Dallas Baptist University and University of Texas San Antonio. But I can say that the West Point Society representatives that have been coming to our meeting have been very helpful and proactive in helping us identify West Point alumnus who live in the area, who are former high-ranking officers or those that would be very interested in attending this game. So, as I understand, obviously Lieutenant General McFarland is planning to attend. And then we have a number of West Point graduates on Fort Bliss who are all excited about the game, to include, our Chief of Staff of 1st Armored Division. I know the commander of our Combat Aviation Brigade, just to name a few that I know personally who are West Point graduates. So they're all excited. We are excited about the game.
You mentioned the static displays and all the excitement around the day. But General McFarland, who, by the way, is, for those who don't know this yet, has been serving in harm's way for some time. He's coming home, completing that tour. And then he and his wife, Linda, a native El Pasoan, are coming back to El Paso specifically for this game. And General McFarland is going to do something very special during the game. You want to talk about that, Craig?
General McFarland is going to preside over an enlistment ceremony for new recruits entering the Army and a simultaneous reenlistment ceremony for soldiers who are signing up to continue to serve. So I know that we reached out to his team, and he jumped at that opportunity and said, I want to do that. So Lieutenant General McFarland is going to preside over that very special ceremony, and we're very excited to have him do that, especially with the connection that he has to El Paso. Having been a commander here and his wife being a UTEP graduate is very special for not only them, but for the soldiers that are going to re-enlist and those new recruits that are going to enlist in the Army.
Yeah, sort of a little side note, maybe not so humorous to our listening audience, but I'll tell it anyway. So my first exposure, real exposure, to the West Point Society was through a former board chairman of the chamber, our chamber, a gentleman named John, he goes by Chuck, Harry, who is a PhD. He never mentions himself as Dr. Harry, but he is a grad from West Point. I think it was a class of 84, and our board chairman at the time, he is active with the West Point Society. At one time was the local, I guess, president. It's all volunteer effort. And he got me going for several years. Every year, there's the famous Army-Navy matchup. And seemingly every year, Army either comes close and still loses or gets crushed by Navy. And he would get me to go out to Fort Bliss back when they were still an officers' club. Now they convene another location. And you go out there, you have a good time with all your buddies from the Army. And then you, if you're smart and you're a civilian and you're not a grad, you sneak out before the end of the game.
Sure.
Because then all hell breaks loose, if you'll excuse my French. So we'll see what happens in our matchup.
Well,
we're a pretty strong team this year.
You know, we feel good about our ball club this year. And, you know, the game's going to play. We've talked as a committee. Once the ball's kicked in the air, you know, UTEP's going to be trying to beat Army, and Army's going to be trying to beat UTEP. But every other element of the game is that one city, one team mentality. We're all going to be coming together. The West Point band, the Fort Bliss band, the UTEP band, they're going to do a combined pregame performance. They're going to do the national anthem together. USO, UTEP, Fort Bliss vocalists are going to come together to sing the national anthem. Halftime, another combined performance. So outside of what's going to happen in between the hash marks and on the gridiron, we're going to celebrate as one because we really are. The community, El Paso, Fort Bliss, UTEP, we are all in this together, one city, one team. So the game's going to be tremendous. But all the elements around the game, the pregame, we're going to have the large American flag that covers the entire field. We're going to have the flyover. We're going to have a parachute team. It's going to be a full day of entertainment, and we hope the game lives up to the stuff we're doing around the game.
Well, I hope so. And you mentioned earlier that this is going to be televised.
Mm-hmm.
Any details on that?
Yeah, so Conference USA looks at our non-conference home schedule every year, and they like to put great games on TV. And a new TV partner of ours is the American Sports Network. And what's neat about this network is they're not a regional network. They are picked up by cable and satellite companies all across the United States. I have family in Baltimore that regularly watch the Miners last year. So this is a game that's going to be able to be watched in many markets around the United States. And so we're thankful it's on TV. We think it's great exposure for the celebration. I know our conference office is going to be paying attention because they love what we're doing around this game. And hopefully we set the standard for future universities that host Army West Point with a military presence in town.
That's great. And so we haven't said this yet, and we don't want to assume that the audience is following our direction here. So the goal here is to sell out the game.
Packed house. You know, we have two great giveaways. Every fan that enters the game will receive a custom giveaway towel. And the neat things about these rally towels are they're going to be given out by section. and we're going to create a red, white, and blue effect in the stadium. So just imagine a packed Sun Bowl, and when UTEP runs on the field, everybody waving their towels, creating that red, white, and blue effect. When West Point runs on the field, everybody waving the towels. When we have the halftime and the reenlistment, it's going to be a great visual. So you get a great giveaway, and if you're one of the first 20,000 in the stands, you'll get a custom dog tag with the logo commemorating the game. So two giveaways. So first 20,000 in the gates, dog tag and the rally towel. If you miss the dog tag, you will get the rally towel. So a lot of encouragement to get people in the stands. And I think it's going to be something that you're going to talk to your grandkids about, to your family about, that you were there on September 17th, 2016.
I think that's very, very special. And I'm not embarrassed to say this, but I'm sure some folks will not be happy. But those who know me well know I am a diehard Pittsburgh Steeler fan, where the towel tradition began. And so it'll be nice to have the towels without getting whacked in the head by somebody else who's not
That's
cheering
right.
for the same team.
That's right.
We're all cheering for the same team.
That's right.
So, yes, sir.
Well, I was going to say, for those persons as part of the military community, I know that if they're interested in going to the game, UTEP has a significantly reduced price, for the military. And there's some information about how to get military tickets at a significantly reduced price, if Chris wants to talk about that.
Sure. So we'll just start at the base price point. A GA ticket for this game will be $15, but for the military will be $10.
And this is general admission.
General admission. And this is not just active duty. This is any military members, retired. So we're going to honor this discount across the board. So it's going to be for everything involved in this game. Just starting at the general admission price point of $10 if you have a military background. I don't know a better value for what's going to happen on that game day than that ticket price point. So UTEPathletics.com, click on tickets, click on the single game tickets. It takes you with all the information to all the different price points, but it's going to be a special day.
Say that again.
UTEPathletics.com. Click on tickets, and it'll walk you through all the details. You can buy them online. There'll be a number there to call. We have Ticketmaster outlets. We have one on Post. We have one on the Far East Side. We have one on campus. I think there's a couple in Walmarts. So if you're still interested in season tickets, that number is 747-6150. We can still get you set up for the season. We do have a 7-game home schedule. And again, whether you come to one or we hope you come to all seven, it's going to be a fun season, especially highlighted by this game.
We have some – I mean, we're here to talk about the Army-UTEP matchup, but we have a pretty strong schedule this year of home games. Are there a couple you'd like to just mention while we
sure,
have a captive audience?
Yeah, so, in September, when the excitement for – we've become such a football nation. People look forward to that first weekend in September. Well, the UTEP Miners are going to give you 3 of the 4 weekends at home. New Mexico State at the house, always a great crowd, great rivalry, tremendous game always. No matter what the team's records were the year before, it's always a battle. Week 2, we're going to go to Austin to play the Longhorns. So if you're up for a little Austin trip, 8 hours away from here, you can catch them in Austin. Then we'll be back for the Army game. And then week 4, we have Southern Miss. So if you have a tank of gas or maybe a couple tanks, you can get to Austin plus see all the games here. So the month of September is great for a UTEP Miner fan. You can see a lot of football.
Yeah. And by the way, just a little plug for Pittsburgh again. Sean Kugler
sure.
came from Pittsburgh
sure.
where he was a coach.
Sure. Coaching
right?
a Super Bowl with him. That's
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely. So we're pretty excited about all this. I'd like to touch on a couple of other areas relative to the day, which, again, to remind everybody, we're playing on September the 17th with a special early kickoff at 5 p.m., for the military, that's 1,700 that afternoon. And then as the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, I got permission to tell you that it will be, weather-wise, a Chamber of Commerce day.
He,
right?
he was waiting to use that one, to Craig. He had, that was a good one. Yeah.
So we have a few minutes left, several minutes. If there's a couple of things you'd like to chime in on and share with our listening audience, this would be a great time to do that. Craig, you look like you have something to say.
Well, again, this is... This historic game for us is just another way to demonstrate the partnership, the sense of community between the military and then the civilian community here in not only El Paso but the greater Southwest, borderland region. And we appreciate everything that the Chamber, and when I say we, I mean the soldiers and families of 1st Armored Division at Fort Bliss. On behalf of all of us, we appreciate everything that the Chamber and that the city of El Paso and the greater community do to show their love for soldiers and families and Army civilians, the great support that El Paso provides. There's no city like it that I've been stationed at, and I know our commanding generals say the same thing, that no city treats the Army and loves the Army like Fort Bliss gets that love from El Paso.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chris?
You know, selfishly, this committee has been wonderful because of the new friendships. We've worked with Fort Bliss as an athletic department, but building these relationships with so many wonderful people at Fort Bliss has deepened that bond between our division in the university and with Fort Bliss. So selfishly, it's been wonderful for the new relationships. As a committee, it's been awesome just to see the ideas and what we've come up with. And again, this game demands special attention because of how important Fort Bliss is to our community, to our university, and as Craig said, to this greater region. So that Saturday is going to be a tremendous game, but a celebration of Fort Bliss's importance to El Paso, UTEP, and the entire community. So great family event. We want to see everybody there at the Sun Bowl.
And that's wonderful. Again, the number to call for tickets is 747-6150
or UTEPathletics.com.
UTEPathletics.com. So before we wrap up this conversation, I just want to give a few kudos. Since you guys were talking about each other, I will say, as a third-party participant and proud to be a part of that whole process, what I have witnessed, I think you just accentuated, Chris, a moment ago, the growth in that relationship between Fort Bliss and UTEP in particular. Of course, we've had a long-standing relationship. A lot of El Pasoans don't realize how much work goes on throughout the year with UTEP through academics, as well as, through Fort Bliss. There's a special program for graduate degrees, for soldiers serving, and that's through the work that's been done with Dr. Natalicio and the university as well. But on top of that, I really wanted to give UTEP Athletics some kudos because the Chamber and I personally have been season ticket holders for all of the sports events that we have. I see every single game, basketball, football, doesn't matter what, if UTEP's doing it, they're always providing special programs and special discounts for our military and their families and their dependents. So we want to thank you guys for doing that. And, you know, I want to give Bob, your boss, Bob Stull, a little plug because I know that you guys have really worked very hard to strengthen that partnership with Fort Bliss. And likewise, Fort Bliss, a lot of folks don't realize this, but there is a core, and I mean a solid, strong core of volunteers in green suits who come out on their own. Nobody pressures them. You know, if you want to get promoted, you need to go do this. This is on their own. They come out in the community and they serve. They work with the Child Crisis Center. They work with the Center Against Family Violence and a host of other, the United Way, other groups devote their time and energies to give back to their community, which, frankly, we'd like to see that mindset expand in the private sector of our community to do more and more of that as well. We have a few minutes left in the program. If there's any closing thoughts, or if we'd like to take this moment to just underscore again, since our listening audience, by the way, I've learned predominantly are in their cars. So hopefully you're not texting while you're driving, but maybe this is an opportunity for us to give you a repeat of some information about the game. So Chris, take over, please.
Sure. So tickets for the military, both active and retired military, starting at $10. Can't beat it. So again, UTEPathletics.com. The website will give you all the information, the big ticket link. That's the best way to look at all the different ticket price points, what's best for you and your family. Pay attention to the website because we'll be listing out all the wonderful activities. Make sure you're in your seats early. Again, first 20,000, get those custom dog tags. Great, great commemorative gift. Every fan will get a rally towel determined by your section. And let's be there and celebrate one city, one team, and watch one heck of a football game.
Yeah. So this is where the private sector brain kicks in because I've been on that committee. We have some sponsors who are helping out with this. I don't think it would hurt us to recognize those sponsors, if you don't mind mentioning them.
Sure. So Albertsons and GECU, tremendous partners with UTEP Athletics, have given a lot of their advertising inventory for August and early September to co-promote this game. And so once we get past week one against New Mexico State, we've already had some wonderful partners such as the Chamber dedicate some billboards. But those 2 weeks leading up to the game, this city is going to be blanketed with information promoting this game. So you're not going to not know about it. So now that everybody knows about it, let's come on out and have a great time.
I think that's great. And I appreciate you doing that. And hope they didn't mind that shameless plug. We're trying to engage Albertsons in the community more, and GECU has, of course, been a tremendous partner to UTEP. Their name's plastered everywhere, but they're a tremendous partner to the Chamber as well. They, Crystal Long and their whole team just do incredible things to help support all of our initiatives at the Chamber, most especially, though, our work with Fort Bliss and our military. So as the clock winds down on us, this is where I get to also put in a little plug for our friends at KTEP. This program is brought to you because KTEP believes so strongly in supporting the community and educating and informing our audiences. They are the NPR National Public Radio affiliate here. I listen to it every morning on my way to work, every single morning. And they also give me a few traffic updates while we're going along. But I learn so much about the national scene in a way from NPR that you do not get. No criticism of the national media and press, but most of them have a slant of some kind. These stories that they provide to us are always provided in an unbiased fashion, just giving you the news, you know, just the facts, ma'am, as the phrase goes. I'm dating myself with that phrase. And so I would like to encourage our listening audience to just remember, if you're not a member of KTEP, you need to be, because what they do comes from the funds that are contributed by our citizens in the community. So we want to encourage you, go to ktep.org, make a contribution. It can be $5, it can be $10, it can be $50, it can be $100. You can have it drawn out of your bank account or your credit card monthly. So it's painless and seamless, but anything you can do to help KTEP enables them to continue to provide all the fine programming we already have available. I listen to on the weekends, and I think everybody has their favorite show. So please don't forget, really nothing's for free in this world, and we want to support our KTEP. With that, we will wish you all, our listeners, a great Saturday afternoon. Don't forget, September the 17th at 5 p.m. We want to see you there. Help us sell out this game that will be televised nationally. And I thank you both for being guests on the show. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much.